It's feeding time at the University of New Hampshire's experimental dairy farm. At the far end of a long line of brown Jersey cows, one named Blueberry is eating from a pile of hay. I try to get closer to hear Blueberry burp, but instead, she licks the mic. It turns out cow burps, which contribute millions of tons of methane to the atmosphere, are actually pretty quiet.
It's not that loud like humans do.
That's Andre Brito, professor of dairy cattle nutrition and management at UNH. He says Blueberry and the 90 million other quietly burping cows across the country are the second largest source of methane emissions in the United States.
Methane is a natural byproduct of the fermentation that takes place in the stomach of the animal.
Cows have extremely complex stomachs that allow them to digest tough grasses and plants.
It basically is a habitat for billions and billions of microorganisms that basically digest the fiber for the animal.
Those microbes also produce methane. Brito and his team are targeting them with an unlikely food additive, seaweed. Certain types of seaweed have special compounds that disrupt those microbes' ability to make methane. If you put some of that seaweed in the cow's feed, there's less methane in their burps. Sounds great, right? Feed cows seaweed, tame the burps, and cut the emissions of a powerful greenhouse gas. But this is where things get more complicated. The seaweed that reduces methane most significantly is called Asparagopsis taxiformis, and it grows in Australia. Introducing it here would be invasive, and growing it in tanks would have a large carbon footprint.
So the question is, are there seaweed species that are native to different regions around the world, and specifically for us to the Northeast region, that can be produced at a scale necessary to feed to the thousands head of cattle that we generate?
That's Nicole Price, a senior research scientist at the Bigelow Lab for Ocean Sciences in East Boothbay, Maine. She and her team at Bigelow have identified about a dozen local varieties of seaweed and dozens more kinds of single-celled microalgae that could have similar methane-inhibiting properties. They're testing them in a lab full of fake cow stomachs.
That's the bottle herd right there.
The bottle herd is a collection of glass vials sitting in an incubator. Each one is filled with a brownish, yellow liquid, which is actual fluid from a cow's stomach.
Keep it incubated and warm, just like a cow's gut, and introduce the either seaweed or microalgae, and then later measure the gas generation.
Gabby Iacono, a research technician, sticks a syringe through the vial's rubber stopper.
And then we can take that gas and measure its composition on a gas chromatography.
And that's this thing over here that looks like an old printer.
It's very old, yeah.
Over time and many thousands of measurements just like this, Iacono and Price hope to identify which seaweeds are most effective in disrupting the methane process in the cow's stomach. But some argue there's a simpler way to reduce methane emissions in the beef and dairy industries. Stop eating beef and dairy. Evelyn Kimber is the president of the Boston Vegetarian Society.
There would be an immediate benefit to simply reducing our consumption of meat, dairy, and animal products.
Kimber argues cows are not only a major source of methane, beef production is the top driver of deforestation of the world's tropical rainforests and a major consumer of fresh water. She sees the seaweed study as a bit of a hack, trying to bypass a major systemic issue.
Experimenting with feeding seaweed to cows treats the animals as if they are machines, where you alter the fuel to alter the emissions.
She says thinking of animals and nature as a resource to be manipulated got us into this problem. The same kind of thinking won't get us out. Back at the University of New Hampshire, Blueberry and the other cows are testing a seaweed candidate identified in the bottle herd at Bigelow Labs. They're getting small amounts of a red seaweed from the Gulf of Maine called Irish moss added to their regular feed. UNH's Andre Brito, who's running the trial, says preliminary results show methane reductions of about 15 to 20%. The results are early, and the researchers will also test other types of seaweed. But Brito says he's optimistic.
So if we have a consistent reduction of methane between 20 and 30%, I think the industry will be doing a very good step towards a more sustainable animal agriculture or dairy cattle agriculture.
Hypothetically, the team calculates that if a seaweed reduced methane by 30% could be sustainably mass-produced and fed to every cow in America, methane emissions could shrink by nearly 2 million metric tons. In terms of greenhouse gas emissions, that's like taking 10 million cars off the road for a year. But that's far from a sure bet. What is for certain, climate scientists say we need to deeply reduce methane emissions if we are to avoid the worst effects of climate change. Blueberry the cow and her seaweed can be part of the solution, but not all of it. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Walter Wuthman.